WCHL News Director Blake Hodge was at that Board of Trustees meeting earlier today. He joins us now in the studio. What was it like?
Yeah, so we had about an hour-long closed session that was in the middle of this meeting. They opened with a few comments. Chair of the board, Haywood Cochran, talking about how the board has been fully engaged in finding what he described as holistic and feasible solution for the future of Silent Sam. Chancellor Carol Fultz said they really wanted to, quote, get this right, and that she believed that they had done so with this plan. And then they went into that about hour-long closed session, came back out, and we got a presentation, basically, from Carol Fultz delivering the four-point plan that had been developed, which, as you said, does include the building of a new facility, a university history and education center that is one of four pieces of the overall proposal that was voted on today. It passed overwhelmingly. There were two votes against it. Allie Rae McCullen did not mention anything during the board discussion, ultimately did vote against the plan, so not a whole lot of insight as to his thoughts on that. Savannah Putnam is the student body president and said that she would not be able to support the proposal because it should not be on campus in any capacity. As you said, the 2015 law seems to limit the options, at least in the administration's eyes, to on campus only, in terms of they evaluated 20 sites, ranging from putting it back on the pedestal where it was pulled down in August and where it had stood for 105 years before that, at some off-campus facilities as well, but they did not believe that any of those were feasible from a legal standpoint. But several board members and UNC Chancellor Carol Fultz reiterated throughout this meeting that they would have preferred that the statue be moved off campus.
Who is the legal advisor for UNC on this?
Mark Merritt is the chief legal counsel for the university.
The reason I ask is that, I mean, it's among the provisions of that law is you have 90 days to put it back somewhere. We're past that already, and we're past that by direction of the Board of Governors. You can't move it from where it was unless there's a public safety concern, and it seems to be that was a concern, but
not
the only one.
Yeah, there were two pieces of that, the public safety concern being pretty obvious. I mean, we've had several events and rallies that have led to several instances of violent acts in some cases. It also has led to more than 24 arrests, you know, so that I think is pretty clear cut.
Right.
Another thing would be for future construction or renovation of open spaces, which is what they are also proposing with the McCorkle space gateway, using that as more of a
place
to...
Yeah, so talk about
this
that.
This is the fourth part of the plan. The overall plan talks about the disposition and preservation of the artifacts, basically saying they've got them safely secured right now until something is done in the future in a place to ultimately house those, and that would involve creating the History and Education Center on campus. In an ideal world, that this is the timeline presented says 2022. It also continues.
That's where Silent Sam would go.
Ultimately, it also talks about the continuation and expansion of the historical contextualization already underway on campus, thanks to the 2015 work started with the university. But then also the last piece is that McCorkle Place gateway concept calls for the construction of a commemorative space that would have different plaques and storytelling ability of the university's history as a way to kind of welcome people onto campus. And that was a big part about McCorkle Place in general being the front door to the university as it's facing Franklin Street. So I think that is part of the legal reasoning as well as to why they could move it from where it was due to the plan to renovate that open space on the campus.
So when this new thing at Odom Village is...
Yeah, that's a big part. I don't know what we said before. Odom Village
is
over
there
behind the hospital, if you're not familiar with that area, right beside Kenan Flagler. So it is on main campus as far as main campus is defined.
But yeah. When that's done, what's it going to look like? Do we know? Because, I mean, the concerns or the kind of pushback against this proposal has been describing this proposed facility as a shrine to Silent Sam.
Right.
And I can see that. I can also see it being done in a way that actually does make it more of a museum and puts it in proper context, but the devil's in the details there. So do we have the details
yet? We have no
details
on that yet. I mean, we're very far away from any any sort of progress being made on that. First off, this recommendation has to go before the UNC System Board of Governors, mm-hmm. as you mentioned. So that's hurdle number one for this proposal. But from there on out, we know very little. We know that they're estimating a cost of about $5.3 million, but that's based off of very kind of broad strokes. There's no real hard definition as to what that building would look like, and we're still very far away from that. But they reiterated that it would not just be, here's a building that has Silent Sam and all high-tech security and everything else. While it would have Silent Sam and it would have high-tech security, it would have a lot of educational programming is what the university administrators said that they were hopeful would be able to be incorporated into all of that, to have a place of education and learning and telling the full history of the university, of which Silent Sam is obviously a part of what we've seen. How, you know, who ends up, and Folt did mention it's not the administrators writing that history, looking to the historians and the experts in that field, but we've already seen some of those same concerns that you were just talking about of, are you going to include the portions of the history of the statue being protested for decades and dozens of arrests being made at the statue's base, and that it was pulled down and, you know, so telling
I mean, or is the building even going to be all about Silent Sam, period,
no,
or is
right.
it going to be like that in a much larger context, which is what it should be?
That's what it, yeah, and it's not called the Silent Sam Center. It's the University History and Education Center. So obviously this is drawing the brunt of the attention right now, but that how that ultimately looks still to be determined, but will be obviously closely watched.
Speaking with Blake Hodge, talking about the Board of Trustees meeting, and that was the UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees where that decision was made. The next step is a meeting of the UNC Board of Governors, the System Board, on December 14th, so next week Friday. And there were members of the Board of Governors at the meeting today,
there
correct?
Were a couple,
what
yeah.
did they any sense of
no.
what they were thinking?
No indication at
were
all.
Were they in the closed session, or did they also have to leave?
I saw them walking around outside. Now,
okay.
people that are in the closed session are certainly allowed to mill about. So we were off in the press filing room, so I'm not sure that they were out the entire time, but I do know that I saw them walking out in the hallway.
I have to assume that this proposal is not going to come as a huge surprise today to the Board of Governors,
that
they would have gotten a heads up.
So I asked to Carol Folt in the press conference afterwards, mm-hmm. how much communication or what type of communication had you had with the Board of Governors throughout this process since August 28th, I believe it was, when the resolution came from the BOG to develop a plan for the disposition and preservation of the monument in a lawful way and all that language that was involved with that. And she said that they had been very, she didn't say the words hands-off, but had allowed the university plenty of room to operate, have this process. And I don't know for sure that this was the first time they're hearing about this entirely, of course, but that they had not been, the way that she put it was, they didn't make us get this approved before presenting it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't sign off on it, at least from what we were told today. The Board of Governors didn't monitor this and sign off on it before it was ultimately presented today. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. So if this is may or may not be the first time some Board of Governors members are hearing about it, it's certainly the first time people in the general public are hearing about it. So what has been the reaction to it that you've seen just in general on social media out and about? I know we've got a demonstration that's set for this evening at 7 o'clock, Peace and Justice Plaza. How, where does that fit into sort of the general reaction?
I think it depends on kind of which circles you're looking in. Certainly there are people that do not want it back on campus in any capacity. I mean, Savannah Putnam said that pretty clearly during her remarks today leading up to the vote. There are people that wanted it to go back where it was. There's 5,000 public responses over the last couple of months to the university regarding what to do with Silent Sam. There are some people that view this as, you know, the at least see it as a compromise. You didn't put it back where it was. You looked, you appeared at least to try to find a solution that was away from being in the front and center portion of campus and finding a way to make it bigger than this one part. But I don't think anybody that was against Silent Sam being on campus before is going to be thrilled with this proposal. And I don't think the people that were saying that it needed to be put back up within 90 days are particularly going to be thrilled either. That one, you're going to put it out at south campus. It mm-hmm. is on main campus, but it's out there a little bit. That you're going to do do this in however many, you know, 3.5 years from now at the cost of building a $5 million building. So I'm not sure that anybody has changed their mind a ton about how they felt about the statue going into it with what we saw today.
We'll keep following that. And again, the next step in this is going to be next week, Friday the 14th, when the UNC System Board of Governors meets. Blake Hodge, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.